Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Sign for Sunday, September 26. Today, the week's preview. Q3 ends, the time of reckoning begins. Well, this week marks the end of the third quarter. Friday begins the all-important last quarter of the year, the time when most corporations in America will prepare their annual reports to shareholders. Now, there's a couple of exceptions to this, and both play a prominent role this week. The U.S. government actually ends its fiscal year on Thursday, September 30, and retail shops and stores end their year generally by the end of March. As we say, both are prominent this week. We begin with Washington, when both our elected officials and the Federal Reserve are busy transforming their role in the economy. Washington is swinging from a generous benefactor to a miserly Scrooge. We've already seen the beginning of this transformation. Stimulus for the federal government appears to have come to a halt. Whether one last stimulus check is squeezed out is an open question, but I don't think so. Certainly the Democrats in Congress are promising higher taxes in our future. You've no doubt seen some of their proposals already, but it's almost a certainty that taxes will rise. What's not so certain is whether the tax plan and subsequent budget can be put into place to prevent a government shutdown and the potential of a bond default. Washington likes to scare the financial markets each year with the threat of default. Fortunately, it hasn't ever happened. And it's not just the federal government that's in transition to this Scrooge approach. The Federal Reserve also wants to cut their free spending ways. Up first on the chopping block is the Fed's $120 billion in bond purchases each month. It appears that highest interest rates also may shortly follow. So overall, it looks like we can look to a much less generous federal government and Federal Reserve immediately ahead, as Washington swings from your favorite gift-giving uncle to something more closely resembling Charles Dickens' favorite villain. For retailers, this is one more week that will see them afloat in an uncertain sea. Retail has been struggling, and I don't see any change in that in the week ahead. Friday will mark the beginning of their most important season, a time when nearly half of all their yearly sales can be made. It's when the holiday season can literally make or break the nation's retail sector. And while there may be some shoppers left, although Washington will make that more difficult, this year at least, retail's biggest challenge is not to bring shoppers in the door. Their biggest challenge is to bring the products off the boats. That's right, we're facing the largest bottleneck in history, as literally dozens of ships are anchored in ports unable to be offloaded. At the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, there are more than 70 ships waiting at anchor, unable to bring their cargo to those same retailers, and consequently unable to return to their home port and get the next load. It is a monumental problem that no one seems to notice. Certainly Washington seems preoccupied with other issues, and to date, Washington is providing no help at all. So this week, we begin the all-important fourth quarter retail sales season with substantial amounts of goods just sitting at anchor, as the retail sector literally floats offshore. The final trend that we're looking at this week is the Nike surprise. This was a trend that really came out of the blue and caught Wall Street completely off guard. Nike announced that their plants in Indonesia and Vietnam went completely offline last quarter, and that Vietnam remains offline today. The two respective governments of Vietnam and Indonesia closed all plants within their countries out of an abundance of concern over the spread of the pandemic. It appears that Nike also was completely surprised by this move, but was powerless to do anything about it. And as we've found out, when governments act, there is little appeal or recourse for the independent company. While the Indonesia plants are back online, Vietnam remains closed. And as the Nike CFO explained, it takes some time for these plants to come back to full operation once they've been closed. Now look for this trend to hit the large American multinational companies right between the eyes. If Nike can be hit like this, what's preventing an Apple or other multinational to have exactly the same issue? After all, they too have factories in these same countries. Overall, the world's supply chain just got a little more uncertain. A quick look at this week's calendar. As anyone who's followed the Federal Reserve closely will know, whenever they're planning a change in policy, they send out the troops. Now, in a normal week, only a couple of Fed speeches are scheduled, but when policies change, everyone takes to the podium. This week, there are no fewer than 12 Fed governors speaking. That tells me they're serious about the taper, the reduction in bond purchases, and perhaps even are looking at raising interest rates. Now, we lead off the week with Japan announcing their latest leading economic indicators and the U.S. providing the durable goods orders, always an indication of the intermediate and long-term outlook for industrial companies. Then we get three reports on countries' overall GDP, Russia, Great Britain, and it'll be the third and final estimate for the U.S.'s own Q2 GDP report. Finally, there are six reports on inflation this week. Spain, Italy, Germany, France, and the EU all report, with the U.S. reporting on the Fed's favorite measure of inflation. It's the PCE inflation report. This inflation measure currently stands at 4.2% on an annual basis. I'm expecting a surprise here. The Street thinks that inflation is climbing higher and higher, but if you've noticed, we've seen a definite softening in the latest inflation readings. I'm looking for PCE inflation to be lower this time. And that's the Value Side preview of the week ahead. I'm David Revelle, hoping you have a great week.